Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Wisdom for the workplace and how our job intersects with our faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. What's happening in the workforce? What's the difference between jobs and work? What steps should we be taking to find our next role? Employment coach, consultant, author, and the founder of Business Keys, David Stark, answered these questions and more. He talked about the vital importance of community for job seekers and for everyone else.
If I nurture the people in my life that are related to me, not because I have a job or not a job, it's because I'm a friend, I'm a colleague, I'm a fellow Christian, brother and sister, whatever I am, that those networks and availability of community is critical in a transient world. Why? Because I can take a major self-esteem hit. I can take me into depression. I can be anxious. All that stuff happens in this transitional economy. But those places, by being involved with them, they don't not only bring you support, but we're knowing more and more about the fact that just people getting together and talking has a positive. There are chemicals released that are positive, oxytocin, I think it is, that help us feel better. And so I've seen so many people, maybe they get isolated on the couch at home, right? They're just sitting there and they don't know what to do. Well, the first thing to do is let's get friendships going, or let's play on a soccer team, or let's go and go out and do stuff together with these people, or keep up on Facebook around this, because my life needs people. And just because I don't have the job people, there's a lot of other types of people in my life that matter. Obviously, one of the big things also in terms of community is community with God. In other words, I God is not for me just because I'm doing the right job. Praise God, that's not God. I mean, God just wants to love us and accept us and forgive us and be with us and cheer for us and encourage us. All the stuff the Holy Spirit does. You just can't overestimate how important that is, given that all of us are going to have transitions. There's going to be time where it's hard. And in my own big transitions, boy, my men's group has been Rock of Gibraltar for me. They've been there because they love me regardless of whether I've, nailed the ball out of the park or not, right? As I had another friend, in our generation, Neil, and he lost his job once, and he hadn't really developed all this. And he said, Dave, the same day I lost my job, I lost my Rolodex. I lost my communities. And so the level of loss he felt was much deeper than he needed to had he been working at all of that in life. I see that as critical to well-being. I think God wants that anyway in our life, but many times we tend to ignore it when we think all the effort's got to go into the job. Nope, I 4 or 5 hours a day is about all you got to be doing towards the job. Because it's law of diminishing returns. I got to have a life here. And fortunately, the younger generations are already doing that better than the older generations are. But I find it important for everybody.